behind New York, over in Delaware County. I'm just and in cell phone reception because, well, even prior to all these events the past week, cell phone reception on the east end of Delaware County has not been that good anyway. So, but I was over here checking on a couple of things. But
so let's give you a proper introduction. Terry Doyle hosts the Imprint Show on WGXC and several other stations. It comes on WGXC Sunday nights at 11 p.m., and you cover Hudson Valley music. And you also have a couple, one other show on WIOX in Roxbury?
I have a daily music program. It's of similar nature, though, but the Imprint program is an interview program primarily.
And we had we picked up your feed today and had you on at 2 o'clock when you were playing those press conferences clips and talking about things. And we had the Watershed Post on we picked up from Roxbury, earlier, just before that. And you've been around everywhere. You were out in Prattsville earlier today at the press conference?
Yeah, I was at Prattsville earlier today, yes.
Can you tell our listeners what Prattsville is like now?
Well, I mean, I've been through Prattsville, and I'm not, if people aren't familiar where, I mean, they may know now if they look around different things. Prattsville just right on the edge of Delaware and Green, and really almost edging into Schoharie County. I've traveled through there a number of times when I've touched base with you guys, over the last couple of years with different things. So I've traveled through there a number of times, and heading down towards either Saugerties or Woodstock, I've traveled through Prattsville quite frequently in the last 2 years and the last couple of years. But I mean, I'm familiar with it for a number of years before that. But it does not resemble really anything that it looked like before. So that's what's sad about different things. I did notice one of the historical places in Greene County, in that region of Greene County, is the Zadok Pratt Museum. And I don't know entirely the status of that, but I mean, I've heard about them for almost 20 years. And the building looks to be okay, but I don't know how much, because most everything that was on Main Street seems to be, most of that community in Prattsville was right on 23. Not all of it, but a good chunk of it. And majority of it is not there or really unrecognizable.
Wow.
I think I had mentioned that I really didn't know exactly where the press conference was held, because really not a lot of stuff looked recognizable to me anymore. So that's pretty much like O'Hare's gas station that you saw if you were coming from Grand Gorge going across the bridge. You would see it on the right. There's nothing on the right anymore. So it's that stark. So, and I'm sure they've cleaned up. Road crews can get there now. You can walk across the bridge at 23, but that's about as much as you can do.
Were you prepared for have you ever seen anything, any kind of devastation like that before?
I've seen different things like, I've seen some flooding in Delaware County before. I'm not saying you're used to it or anything like that. I haven't seen anything this devastating close up. 1996 was pretty bad in this same region, primarily in Delaware County, and a lot of that I dealt with as a reporter on the western side, Delhi, Welton, which got hit a little bit, I was around when Welton was hit, a few years ago. But I was not, an active reporter. I was not employed in anything. Those were pretty graphic. But even some of the people that have stated that have been either, EMS folks, fire emergency folks that are over on that end of the county, and I can compare a lot of stuff to 96, to 2006, to, other floods, going back into the 80s. They said this one was more devastating across the board. There were some pretty bad ones, localized rain events, but this one is completely widespread. Like, over in Delaware County, they have the Delaware and Ulster Railroad that goes from Archibald to Roxbury. Well, it doesn't really do that anymore. I mean, the tracks are completely and totally twisted. As bad as the flood a couple of years ago outside Phoenicia, they completely twisted the tracks down there for their rail project. So if you are a train aficionado, which some people were, I just can't think what they're thinking right now, because they've just, you know, their whole industry of events or whatever has been totally destroyed. You know, I know a lot of them have, you know, even the Empire State Railway Museum, which is right next to the Phoenicia train station, normally has a monthly music series. I mean, they're going to have it, but they haven't determined where it's going to be. And I don't know what the status of the Empire State Railway is now. But all I could say is it was a 1901 railroad kit that had some really quirky abilities to have amazing acoustics. And, you know, whatever the sound was in there was just really cool. And I'm not sure what the status of that right now is. I mean, if it's gone, that would be really bad, because it was a really nice place to see an intimate show, along with seeing the history of the train station and all that stuff. So things like that, you know, I don't know what the status is of that. I'm just getting in touch with some folks in Phoenicia right now. But
there hasn't been a lot of discussion about all the unique cultural institutions that might be really horribly affected by this.
I don't claim to be completely up to speed with, you know, you guys, your immediate neighborhood over there. I mean, I do know some folks that live towards Windham and Hunter, you know, and Lexington and things like that. But, I'm only hearing scant pieces for different things. You know, our mutual friends at thewatershedpost.com, just chatting with both Liz and Julia within the last half hour. And I think the group of us, we've been able to kind of tag team things together, which is really cool. So, try to find, if somebody can't find out the information, all of a sudden the other one pops up and can say, I got it, and carry the ball. And that's what's great about some of the radio projects and other media projects that are actually really been born within the last 2 years,
Yes.
I'm sure there's others, but it's just really nice to have a collaboration where one can pick up the other, or I can't get there, can you, and we do. So that's really amazing.
What do people need out there? Or is there anything that people can, the people in Columbia County here are not that affected by the flood or the storms, and there's been some damage, but some people are contacting us about what they can do to help the people across the river. What would you suggest as the best things?
I think there seems to be a tremendous amount of stuff, and I have my own ideas, which, I'd probably not really throw out, because I really haven't thrown them to the proper people in charge. But, I mean, I know there's a lot of local agencies, a lot of either fire departments, not fire departments, because they can't really, per se, take money. And some places are taking clothes. Generally, it seems to be a lot of maybe church service organizations, and also other, maybe, depending on the neighborhood, might be a Kiwanis or a Rotary. The last couple of days, I've spent more days outside collecting audio and interviewing people, and I've not been in any studio for an extended period of time to even take a call. So I don't know, and I just know that those are agencies. My immediate area for WILX, I'm familiar with, some of the agencies that are doing that, but I'm not really that sure about, over in Greene County, what their status is at this time. And then after that, the money donations, I think it's kind of hard, because just let alone, and you could have four or five counties that are really hardly hit, or even just talking about four, like Schoharie, Ulster, Greene, and Delaware. There's not many agencies that cover all four that you can run as a flag, because we're all municipally slightly different. So I don't know how they are looking. I think sometimes some of the counties may look at individually raising some money. I've heard United Way has done some projects, and I know that that's just one of them. But I think that's it's being handled county by county. I think some of it needs to be, some of the money ends need to be a little bit more collaborative. But that's just my opinion, which, is worth as much as anybody thinks.
Oh, I'm sure it's worth quite a bit. Hey, Terry, this is Ron Diamonstein at the studio. I just wanted to ask you something. I don't know if anyone is talking about it today in the press conference you were at, or about the potential for upcoming weather. There's the forecast over the next 5 or 6 days is calling for 30-40% chance of rain. Is anybody worried or wondering?
They did not address the issue, nor were there questions in reference to, well, there's two things that were not brought up in this interview. Well, one was about a curfew. I know there's one in town, another town, I think they were talking about one in Roxbury, and I'm under the assumption that might be the fact in Prattsville, but it was not discussed, so I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Because, it's just as they have stated, if not more than some of the other communities, so I would think everything would flow by. The weather, the FEMA reps didn't talk about anything. I think if I'm correct, and I didn't have read the weather since probably National Weather Service's last update, probably around 4 o'clock when usually with updates, I hadn't heard anything different than saying it looked like it was rain or possibility of rain, next chance coming up was sometime on Saturday, and I don't know if that's changed. Because I think Thursday was expected to be pretty much kind of overcast, but still dry. But I didn't see any chance of rain, at least at that juncture. But I haven't seen the updated weather to see if anything is a concern. And, the FEMA individual, did not bring that forward to say that there was any concern about any major storms coming the way of this region. So
yeah.
I would have thought that they probably would have said almost like they had said before, which is hunker down.
I just caught up the weather, and it says 40% chance of rain on Saturday night, 30% Saturday day, Sunday 40%, and Sunday night 50%.
Well, that's basically what I'd heard. I hadn't heard into Sunday yet. I've heard just what I'd heard into Saturday, as most recent as yesterday, but really no updated stuff. I don't know if it's the situation. I mean, the rivers are still quite high in some places. I mean, it still was naturally high in Prattsville, but I think that's more of, after some rain events, the rain was always kind of high in that river, that's not completely unnatural to have it the height that it was right now. Like if it was, it's dramatically down from where it was. Well, it looks like, if anybody's familiar with the general path of that river, it probably was anywhere from 2 or 3 times larger and, width-wise than it was ever. Because it just, it looks like everything is just, but that's about as much as I know on the weather situation.
Okay, well, we have to hope that, because I, that, yeah.
That comes this way, no.
No, really, yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Terry. Thank you for calling us. You sound like you're pretty tired. Have you gotten any sleep this week?
I'm good. I have to do my actual job where I get paid.
Yes. All right, well, be safe and good luck.
Okay. You too.
All right, thanks for your help.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Terry Doyle calling in from Delhi, and he does the show Imprint on WGXC Sunday nights at 11 p.m. that looks at Hudson Valley music, and he's giving us a report from out there in Delaware County.